This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
95 years ago this week, the world was a very different place, and football took a back seat to international events. It was 1918, and overseas, the war to end all wars was winding down, as the Allies had turned the tide, and in early November, the Kaiser fled Germany. While there was good news on the battlefront, a flu pandemic of proportions not seen before or since ravaged the globe and took its toll on college football. Due to travel restrictions to support the war and safety concerns with the flu epidemic, Michigan canceled most of its 1918 schedule, including games against Northwestern, Cornell, and Minnesota. This was not the last time world events shifted the football schedule. 50 years ago in 1963, following the assassination of President Kennedy, the Ohio State game was postponed 1 week. And after the attacks of September 11th back in 2001, the Wolverines pushed out games against Western Michigan and Illinois. But the war and the flu didn't stop Michigan from playing a few games in 1918, and Michigan State remained on the schedule but moved from October to November. And the same went for the game with Ohio State, which was held on November 30th, 1918. Michigan went into Columbus undefeated in four games, though that perfect record was in doubt after three scoreless quarters. But the Yostmen would not be denied on this day 95 years ago, and in the final quarter, they pinned the Buckeyes down deep in their own territory and forced a punt. Then, Yost's all-conference tackle, Angus Getz, busted through the line, blocked the punt, and recovered it for a score. Michigan added another TD and beat Ohio 14-0 to complete a perfect season and, better yet, to capture Yost's fifth national championship. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the Key Bank Countdown to kick off, this is Greg Dooley.